Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Gary LaRude, and I welcome you to today's service, which is a bit different than a normal Sunday morning. Our Reverend Steve Eddington is out of church today and asked if I would leave the service building on a theme of the Be Spiritual podcast, which I started almost 2 years ago. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to do one actually live. I did one about a year ago where we played some of the recordings from prior episodes. And today we're going to do one live, so I welcome you to participate in that. You may be wondering, if you're not familiar with the term podcast, what that is. The word actually came into the English language around about 2004. So it's not that ancient. And you can think of a podcast, if you're not familiar with one, as TiVo for radio, in the sense of you can listen to a program through the internet, download it to your computer or an MP3 player at any time. It's basically like an audio file that's in a library that you can access whenever you want. And basically, the evolution or advent of podcasting technology made it possible for me to build on an idea that had been simmering in the back of my mind for a while. One of the things, and this may be your experience as well, that I've found is we sit in church, we listen to ministers and lay leaders, we think an awful lot about our spiritual beliefs and our journeys, but there aren't that many opportunities for us to share our stories with each other. So this podcast was one way for me to have a very relaxing conversation with one person and listen to his or her story. Not that it would be a final place in their spiritual theology, but wherever they were on their path. The other thing that occurred to me, and this may have happened to you personally, or you may have heard someone say this, who comes into the church and discovers Unitarian Universalism and says, "Oh my gosh, I've been a UU all my life, but I couldn't put a name to it, and I didn't know you folks existed." And so the intent of the podcast, again, is to have us out there in the internet so that someone may stumble across us, fortunately, and discover there are people who are questioning their religious beliefs, and there's a place where that questioning is encouraged. So those were the two objectives that I had. And at this point, almost 2 years into the podcast, I have produced 23 episodes. There are several more in production, including what we're doing today. And last night I looked on the web service that basically serves the podcast, and there have been almost just shy of 7,900 downloads so far. So that to me is incredible. So I'd like to welcome my guests this morning, Karen Fitzpatrick, who is a longtime church member, but as she said, has not been coming to the church regularly, so you may not have noticed her face recently. Kathy Fletcher, next to her, Roy Goodman, and myself. And I really appreciate the three of you being willing to come and subject yourself to this. Because I have the easy part. I get to ask the questions, they have to answer them. So with that, let's get started. And let me start with you, Kathy. Is the concept of God meaningful to you? And if it is, how would you describe your perception of God?
It's always good to take a few seconds before you speak. Yes, is the answer to the first question. The concept of God is meaningful to me. And I think that's why I was picked to talk to you. How would I describe the concept of God? Is that the second question?
Yes. How do you visualize that?
Okay. Several ways. know. And when I had the younger two, the older one was very concerned, "Ooh, you guys still love me?" And I said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll love you, because out in the universe somewhere is a huge," I'm talking about the analog, "is a huge mass of love. And that love can come right from the universe, right from my heart, right to you, right to your two brothers. There's enough love there for all three of you." And that would be how my concept of God works. Just a huge mass of love somewhere in the multidimensional.
So Roy, how would you answer the question? No. And how would I explain this? Perhaps what's meaningful to me, I guess, is the creation and not the creator. It's probably the simplest way, the most concise way to state it. For a very long time, since I was a teenager, I grew up Jewish, but I've always felt that the idea of God somehow got in the way, that what was important was the relationships between people, the relationship that one has to the planet, to the universe, and close to each other. And there was no need for a God in the middle of that. If anything, the idea of God got in the way. So Karen, you kind of come at this from a, I think, a Buddhist perspective. How does God fit into your theology these days?
Well, I'll start at the beginning. I was raised in a practicing Christian family. I was 12 when I realized that I did not believe in a God. It made no sense to me whatsoever. At 12, I had no idea what to do with that realization. It was 20 years before I discovered this church. And in this church, the idea that it was possible to be deeply religious without a concept of a God. And then it was another 20 years, more or less, before I found myself on a Buddhist path. Buddhism is a non-theistic perspective. And very much, as Roy said, the importance is on the spirituality of everything in creation. And I can't say creation because it wasn't created.
So Kathy, let me move back to you for a second. This sense of love, is it personal? There certainly in Christian tradition, many would believe that God is influencing the course of their life, that there's almost a predestination.
Oh, I don't.
Is your God personal or more nebulous?
Yes, that's not an either or question. That's a question. Yes. I feel if I allow my life to be guided by love within and outside, you know, the love inside of me, but also the love outside of me, that it makes me a better person. And I do really think of that love as outside as well as inside of us.
So we all have a sense at times that there's something more, that there's a beautiful transcendence, if you will. It may have been, what was it, last week when we had the large moon rise. I think those of us in this area, the skies were clear enough, we could see that. It may be when you're out in nature hiking and climbing mountains and so forth. Let me start with Karen and ask the question, how do you connect with your spiritual side? Is there a practice that kind of gets you that calmness, that stepping away and maybe at times a glimmer of the transcendence?
I practice meditation. I practice both sitting and walking meditation. And I do my best to transfer the state of being that I achieve in that practice, and I'm just a baby beginner, to the rest of my life as much as possible. When I'm practicing meditation, I aspire to become as